Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPGC 95.5, the Joe Clear Morning Show, and right about now, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, our Attorney General for the District of Columbia, Carl Racine, is on the phone with us. Good morning, brother.
Joe, I was listening to your show earlier. Always good to be with you.
Thank you, man. Let's start unpacking what we saw yesterday, and I caught you on CNN when they asked you the question, you know, law enforcement was supposed to be there, but they weren't, and you went right into the difference between what we saw yesterday and what we saw when Black Lives Matter protests were popping off in the city.
Look, on June 1, when Black Lives Matter protesters came to D.C., and let's be really clear, we're talking about a multi-generational, multi-racial, multi-ethnic group of overwhelmingly peaceful protesters. What happened? President Trump got folks from the Bureau of Prisons, Homeland Security, and National Guard from at least 20 states in military regalia and gear to intimidate and incite the peaceful protesters. You remember helicopters going around, buzzing low? Why?
Yeah.
To intimidate, to be quite honest, folks who are supporting racial justice. Yesterday, juxtapose the picture. What did you see? You saw a mob going right through the Capitol, breaking windows, chasing police officers, some of whom took selfies with the mobsters. And let me be clear when I say police. I'm not talking about the Metropolitan Police Department. I'm talking about the Capitol Police. This was a shame, disgusting, a vivid portrayal of the inequality in our justice system.
Attorney General Racine, listen, I couldn't believe when I saw them taking selfies, knowing that a woman had just been shot.
Yeah, this is extraordinary. And I think, you know, when you go into the study of hate and militia groups, as I'm doing now as president of the National Association of Attorney General, where we're focusing on hate, what you see is that the hate movement, of course, as you know, has been around since the settlers arrived in the United States. What's worse now, however, is that the internet and amplification is inciting and spurring people to commit all manner of violence. Think about Charleston, Mother Emanuel Church, the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, El Paso, Texas, where dozens of Mexican Americans were killed. And so we also know that the hate movement is patiently and dastardly infiltrating law enforcement and the military. Okay? And we've got to talk about that. We need to root it out, and we need to hold people accountable.
Yeah, we do.
Now, there's been a lot of talk of our vice president really needing to invoke that 25th Amendment. This was a new concept for a lot of people. Had no idea what the 25th Amendment is, was, or what it's supposed to do. Can you shed some light on that?
Absolutely. Let me tell you something. I so love your show, And I love the depth and the intellect, and I love the spirit and the music. So the 25th Amendment came about in 1965 after JFK was assassinated. There were actual moments after JFK was assassinated that no one really knew constitutionally who was in charge. And so the 25th Amendment was put into place to allow the Vice President of the United States to get a majority of the cabinet or a majority of the Congress to declare that the vice president is now in charge because the president is unfit. Now, here's the deal. What they were thinking is the president would be unfit and not able to discharge his or her lawful duties because maybe they were sick. Remember Ronald Reagan got shot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the 25th Amendment was invoked and allowed George H.W. to essentially function as president until President Reagan came out of surgery. Now we have to use this thing for the first time on a sitting president, because my goodness, has he demonstrated that he is unfit for office and cannot discharge the lawful duties of his office.
So in other words, you mean Mike Pence could go to Donald Trump and say, you're fired?
Or you about to lose your job.
Is that what you're telling me, Attorney General?
I mean, Mike Pence is going to have to get a few other people with him. Uh-huh. You know, look, I thought I'd never say this. I want Mike Pence to be president for 2 weeks.
Listen, I think everybody agrees with that. Before we let you go, definitely want you to shed light on this initiative that you launched in December. The National Association Attorney General Presidential Initiative. And just how this couldn't come at a better time and how needed it is for the village.
You're so right. For, you know, the entirety of our nation's history, certainly, the landing of the African on our shores of the United States of America, we've known that we've had a hate problem. Hell, there was hate before when we annihilated and exiled the Native Americans. What we're seeking to do with respect to our hate initiative is to go right at the source of the problem, which is the scapegoating of other people, brown, black, straight, gay, women, okay? And oftentimes what happens here is that the people who are scapegoated, and they're scapegoated to folks, quite honestly, who are in deep pain, who are vulnerable, who are suffering from society and are not winners. And they're saying the reason why you're not a winner is because that black man got the job, or that immigrant got the job, or that woman is gay. Let's go at the truth here. Stop the manipulation of people who actually have more in common with vulnerable communities than they even know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Attorney General Carl Racine. Man, I thank you so much for taking the time out. I'm sure because everybody's pulling you in for interviews. I've seen you on everything. So thank you so much for stopping by our little show.
Much love. Do me a favor. Rock some J. Cole for me.
We got you. Our Attorney General is asking for J. Cole. Thank you much, brother. Gotta love it.
All right.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.